Today's daf is Erev and Daf Tzadik, and we are four lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Tes Amid Beis Amar Abaya. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzara Aliza, Harav David Ben Shema, and Avadia Ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Remoisha Chaim. So yesterday we began the ninth parak in Masechtas Erevin, Perikol Gagos, which began with a Machloikis Tanoim, Reb Meir, the Chachomim, and Reb Shimon, with regards to whether one can carry from a roof to another roof, a chatzar to another chatzar, a karfif to another karfif. How about carrying from a roof to a chatzar, or from a chatzar to a karfif, or from a roof to a karfif? There were three shitas in the Mishnah. Reb Meir shita is kol gagos ha'ir rishus achas. All the rooftops of the city are considered one rishus, meaning you're allowed to carry from one to the other without making a roof of chatzeris. The only caveat Reb Meir gave was you have to make sure that there isn't one roof that's more than 10 tefachim taller than the other roof. But as long as they're within this 10 tefach range, the halach is kol gagos ha'ir rishus achas. You're allowed to carry from one roof to the other. The Chachamim argued. The Chachamim said, no, kol echad ve'echad rishus bifnei atzmoi. The roof, at the end of the day, is just the top of the house. And being that the house itself is considered its own rishus as it relates to a roof v'chatzeres, so the roof as well is going to be considered its only rishus as it relates to a roof v'chatzeres. Reb Shimon is a third shita. Reb Shimon says, echad gagos ve'echad chatzeres ve'echad karfifos rishus achas, saying they're all considered one rishus. Now, of course, there's a lot of fine print that's necessary to be cognizant of before you apply this halacha. The number one basic caveat is that the only time these halachas are true is if the kelim themselves were in the beginning of Shabbos in either the roof or the chatzar in the karfif. Kelim sheshafsu bebayis, this halacha is not going to be true, but this is something that the Gemara is going to get into. But for now, for today's daf, what's important is the first two opinions of the Mishnah. The machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chachamim, specifically as it relates to kol gagos so'ir. Reb Meir shita is kol gagos so'ir rishus achas. The Chachamim shita is that kol echad ve'echad rishus bifnei atzmai, that each one is going to be considered its own rishus. In the Gemara, we saw a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel as it relates to the shita of the Chachamim. Rav said that heyois the Chachamim hold that you're not allowed to carry from one roof to the other without making a roof of chatzeros. The halacha would be that you can't even carry more than dalet amos on one individual roof if you didn't make a roof of chatzeros. So Reuven and Shimon are neighbors. Their houses are attached and their roofs open up one to the other. The Chachamim hold kol gagi so'ir are not rishus achas, just like Reuven and Shimon would have to make a Reuven Chatzeris to carry from Reuven's house to Shimon's house. Just like they would have to make a Reuven Chatzeris to carry from Reuven's Chatzer to Shimon's Chatzer. They have to make a Reuven Chatzeris to carry from Reuven's Gag to Shimon's Gag. Because we don't say this Chiddush of Kol Gag Yisoir, Rishos Achas. Said Rav, if that's the case, in the event that Reuven and Shimon did not make a Reuven Chatzeris, Reuven himself wouldn't be able to carry more than Dalet Amos on his own roof. And the same is going to be true for Shimon. Why? Because being that Reuven can't carry to Shimon's roof and Shimon can't carry to Reuven's roof, it comes out that Reuven's roof is Nifratz Bimalaya Lamakam Ma'aser. And this is Erevin 101. If you have a chatzar, you have an area that technically has the status of a Rishos Ayachin, but it's opened up on only one side to an area that you can't carry to, the halacha then says that you can't even carry in your own Rishos, even though your Rishos is a bona fide Rishos Ayachin. But if it's exposed on one side completely, Nifratz Bimalaya, completely exposed to an area that you're not allowed to carry to, the halacha is you can't even carry in your Rishos. Being that these two Gagin, one cannot carry from one to the other, so as a result, you wouldn't be able to carry even one. Shmuel argued, Shmuel was Mekel, and Shmuel said, Mutal Atalta Bekulai. So the Gemara said, what's the Hezber and the Machloik is? We're talking about where the two roofs were attached. And as a result, even though there is technically a Mechitza that separates the two roofs, but when you're standing on the roof, you can't see it. And the reason you can't see it is precisely because they're attached by the hip. They're literally attached on one side. Rav holds that even though there's a concept of good asik mechitzos, the only time you say good asik mechitzos is when the mechitzos are nicker. Being that you don't see the wall that separates these two roofs, so you can't say good asik mechitzos. It's nifritz b'mloy l'makam ha'aser. You're going to have a problem. Shmuel says that even though it's true, you can't see the mechitza that separates these two roofs, but you know the mechitza is there. If you were inside your house, you would see the wall. It's just that from the roof, you can't see it. But the mechitz is there. It's just not nicker. Even though the mechitz is not nicker, you're still going to say good akas mechitzas. In other words, the machloikis is, do you say good asik mechitzas, where the mechitzas are not nicker or not? In other words, in the event that the two roofs were actually not attached, same scenario, but they weren't physically attached, a little bit of space between the two of them, even Rav would be moida that each person's allowed to carry on his own roof. It's nifritz b'mloy l'makam ha'asar. It's not. There's a mechitza. I don't see the mechitza. Good asik mechitzas. But the hachab in my askina where the roofs were attached, that's the holy kimta. And being that they're attached, you from the outside, even though you could see it from the inside, but from the outside, you don't see the wall that's in between these two houses, that's in between these two roofs. As a result, if you can't see the wall, Rav holds, where the mechitzas are not nicker, you don't say good asik mechitzas. Shmuel argues, Shmuel says you do say good asik mechitzas, even though the mechitzas are not nicker. So it's a machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, in hilchos mechitzas. Do you say good asik mechitzos in the event that the mechitzos are not nikkers? Again, machloikis, rameir, and the chachamim, whether we look at all the gagas as rishos achas, or we look at them as individual rishos, and then a machloikis, rav and shmul, in the shita of the chachamim. According to the chachamim, that they're separate rishos, I certainly can't carry from one to the other without a ruv chatzeris. That is the sheet of the chachamim. Can I carry in my own gag? Can I carry in my own rishos yoyse medalan amz? Why would you say no? Because it's nifres b'mloyim l'malkam aser. Why would you say yeah? Because there's a mechitza. There's no mechitza. Good asik mechitzas. Okay, so if good asik mechitzas, what then is the svara? No, the only time you say good asik mechitzas if the mechitzas are nicker. If the mechitzas are not nicker, you don't say the halacha of good asik mechitzas. As we're going to see in today's daf, the Gemara is going to bring several other machloikasim between Rav and Shmuel in terms of the understanding of our machlokes, but more broadly in terms of understanding hilchos mechitzos. But first, the Gemara brings another caveat in the machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, Bana li agavi beisoy, if you had a bunch of people that owned houses that were attached to each other, they all had roofs, and one of the people built an aliyah. He built a shed. He built another floor on his roof. The halach is vasal lefanei adako, and he made a door that's arba, four tfachim wide, meaning he made a real another floor on top of his house. Huta b'chal agakim kulin. The halach is that this person is now going to be able to carry in all the roofs, even according to the Chachamim that hold that you're really not allowed to carry from one roof to another, because we look at the roofs the same way we look at the houses. But if one of the members of the roofs built an aliyah and a proper door, so we look at it as a rishus, so the halach is this person himself is allowed to carry everywhere. What's the reason for it? It's a very big chiddush. So it's kedai to see Rashi inside. Four lines from the bottom. Dibra maskel huta b'kulon. The goli daite, the kamachzik b'hu. Because this person was megala that he wants to take ownership of these roofs. Vehem lo yikpidu laseiske. And nobody seemed to protest. As a result, achlinu ligabe, it's as if they were moichel their rishos to this person, and that's why he now becomes the boss of all the roofs. He's the one that's allowed to carry. Nobody else is allowed to carry. Again, we're chesha mishpat svaras seem to meet Erevin. But again, this is a bias caveat that in the event that one of the people built an aliyah on top and he has a door, he gets rishos to all the gag and nobody else. Oh my Rava, Rava said, pomim shadaka leis, that there are times that the daka, building an aliyah and having a roof could actually make things worse. Hey Chidami, how could it make something worse? Davido lahadbi tarbitza debese. If somebody had a garden on the side of his house, so let's say he lives on one of the corners, one of the edges, he's only semi attached, meaning on one side he's attached to his neighbors, but on the other side he has windows, he can actually see out to the other side of his house. So this person, if he had a garden there and he made another aliyah on top of his roof and he had a door, but the door faced not the other roofs, rather it faced the garden, there we say that he relinquishes his rights to the gag. Because then it seems like Fakir, he dafka doesn't want to be part of the roof. He dafka wants to use his roof to watch his vegetables or whatever he has going on in that garden. But he was mesalik himself from the roofs, and as a result, even where ordinarily he would have rights to the roof, in this case, he's not going to have rights. Now, if we're talking about someone that ordinarily would have rights, he would be able to carry from roof to roof. Now, because of what he did, he doesn't. Must be that this second caveat was going according to Rameir. Because according to the Chachamim, a person never has rights. You don't have to do something to lose your right. So these two caveats that the Gemara mentioned, the first one was Amar Abaya, the second one was Amar Rava. Amar Abaya is in the Chachamim. Even though according to the Chachamim, ordinarily you can't go Megag Legag. There is a Hechetimsa where you can. How so? You built an aliyah, you have a proper door, you have a whole geshef going on your roof, nobody else does. No nobody was Meichel, they must have been Meichel. As a result, you now become the balabas of all the roofs. Rabbi had a caveat according to the Chacham, according to Rav Meir, that even though according to Rav Meir, Kol Gaga and Soir are really Rishus Achas, so technically you should be able to go from one to the other, but there is a Hachav Mayaskin, and there's a situation where you wouldn't be able to in the event that you relinquished your rights. Zokti Gemara Boy, Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the question, Shtei Amis Begag, Vishtei Amis Ba'amud Mahu, what would be the halacha? Are you allowed to carry two Amis on a roof and two amos on another one? Meaning, in the event that there's a roof, and you want to carry from a roof onto an amud that's in a Rishus HaRabim, would you be able to carry from one to the other or not? So, the background to this question, every part of today's daf, you have to know, are we going according to Rav Meir, we're going according to Chacham, are we going according to Rav, we're going according to Shmuel. And we're going to see there's going to be more machlokes in between Rav and Shmuel. So there's a lot more than meets the eye in every line in Gemara. So Rami Bachama's question, Rashi says, was going according to Rav, Aliba de Chachamim. So according to the Chachamim, that view, Kol Gaga Sa'ir, as different Rishuyos, thus you're not allowed to carry from one to the other. And according to Rav, who holds, that being that you can't carry from one to the other, each gag is considered nifritz b'mloy l'makom ha'aser, and as a result, you're not allowed to carry even in that gag yoisim yidalad amos. So it comes out that you're not allowed to carry in a roof. And really, the roof has a din of a caramelist, right? It's not an area that you're not allowed to carry. So the question was, can I carry from a roof to an amud, or am I not allowed to carry from a roof to an amud? So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi said, my kami boile. I don't understand the question. Caramelist v'shus ha'yachid kami boile? Wait, you want to know if you're allowed to carry from a caramelist v'shus ha'yachid? According to Rav, the Chachamim's roof has a din of a caramelus. If it's nifritz b'mloy l'makom ha'asa, you can't carry yoisim yidalad amos. If you can't carry yoisim yidalad amos, it has a din of a caramelus. Right? Usually when you think of a caramelus, you think of the b'raisa in Masechet Shabbos, davav amud aleph. What's a caramelus? It's a yam. A caramelus is an area that the public uses but doesn't meet the technical criteria of a Rishus HaRabim. It's not 16 amos wide. It maybe doesn't have 600,000 people. That's usually the way you think of a caramelus. But the truth is, Chazal used the term caramelus loosely. Broadly, they sometimes use the word caramelus to describe an area that really should be a Rishus HaYachid, but you're not allowed to carry there. What's an example of that? If it's nifritz b'mloy l'makom ha'aser. What's another example of it? We'll see it later in the daf. If you have a karfif that's yoisim beis asayim shalei hukaf l'dira, even though really it's a Rishus HaYachid, you're not allowed to carry there, so we treat it as shtickle like a caramelus. The point is, kol gagre se'ir, according to the Chachamim, Aliba de Rav has a din of a caramelist. According to Shmuel, it's not a caramelist, a Rishus HaYachid. You're allowed to carry Yosem Yidalad Amos, a regular Rishus HaYachid. But according to Rav, Midrabanon, it's considered a caramelist. If that's the case, everyone knows you're not allowed to carry from a caramelist to a Rishus HaYachid. So what was the Shaila? Ram Racham asked the question, according to Rav, am I allowed to carry from the roof to an oven? The Amud, assuming it's Dalad al Dalad and it's 10 Tfachim tall, is a regular Rishus HaYachid. Of course you're not allowed to carry. So the Gemara said, Ram Racham, Agav Churfe Lo Yayimba. Ram Racham was a Charif. He was an oikaharev. And because he was such a harev, so he asked the question without being ma'ayim properly, without meticulously thinking it through or expressing it. This is really what he meant to ask. His question was, beis amos begag, u beis amos bach sadramau, completely different shayla. He wanted to know, are you allowed to carry from a roof to an achsadra or not? Now, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, there's a long Tosfos here also, but the way Rashi explains the Gemara is that the achsadra that we're describing is an achsadra that has, we mean the roof of the achsadra. So what's an achsadra? Four poles in a chatzar, and it's covered with a roof. So it's not a house, it doesn't have four proper walls, but it has four poles. The purpose of the achsadra was more, you know, to sit outside when the weather was nice. It was part of the nois sukkah of the chatzar, right? That's really what the achsadra is. It's not hook a fladira like a regular house, but at the same time, it does have four poles and it does have a roof. The point is if somebody would carry from a gag of a house to the gag of an achsadra, how would we treat that? The Chachamim hold, you're not allowed to carry from a roof to a roof. What about from a roof to the roof of an achsadra? Your classic called Gaga Sa'ir is talking about where it's a regular roof to a regular roof. This is not a regular roof to a regular roof. This is a roof of a house to the roof of an achsadra. So what are the two tzadim? Do we say, maybe we look at it as one big rishus. Maybe you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof, so maybe you're not allowed to carry from a gag to an achsadra. The question was, is the gag gag of an achsadra considered a gag that it's included in the iser of kol gag isoir according to the chachamim or not? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Bibarabayir, Bibarabayir asks a different question. Beizamis begag, beizamis bechurva mal. What if somebody wants to carry from the roof of a house to the roof of a churva? A churva is a house that nobody lives in. It's a churva. So the question is, are you allowed to carry from there or not? Same question, it sounds like, right? So Amr Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana said, Lav hainu de Rami Bar Chama. Sounds like Rami Bar Chama Shaila. Rami Bar Chama wants to know if you're allowed to carry from a roof to an achsat. To the roof of an achsadra, and you want to know if you're allowed to carry from the roof to the roof of a churva. It sounds to me like the same shaila. So the Gemara said that Omar Rabbi Bibarabai of Chimachar Asoy Venatsoy. Really, you think that I was coming to ask somebody else's question? Me'achar, I'm taking someone else's question. Asoy, I'm coming Venatsoy, and I'm putting up a fight. I wouldn't be asking somebody else's question. What's the difference? What's the difference between Rami Bar Chama Shaila and Rabbi Bar Abaye Shaila? Rami Bar Chama wanted to know if Kol Gaga Seir includes the gag of a house to the gag of a Nachsadra. What's Rabbi Bar Abaye's question? Does Kol Gaga Seir include the roof of a house and the roof of a... Churva sounds like the same question. So he said, no. The difference is achsadra lechazi ladira. The churva chazi ladira. Achsadra lechazi ladira. So I could see why maybe it's different. Maybe it's not a problem. But a churva is chazi ladira. Somebody could live in a churva. Nobody lives there. It's not like an achsadra doesn't have four proper walls. It's someplace somebody could live. So you would think maybe it's different. So the Gemara says, demamonim shach, miachad chazi ladira. Can't make everybody like, if the churva is chazi ladira, then what's the shaylos? No, the shaylos like this. Imtim tzoloy mekamar. Imtim tzoloy achsadra lechazi ladira. If you want to tell me achsadra is different, because it's like chazi ladira, churva chazi ladira, so maybe churva would not be different. It would be included in Gag Yitzir because it is chazi ladira. Or perhaps no, hashtamil lespa diyer. Maybe even though it is chazi ladira, abefart. Right now there is no one living there, and that was the question taker. So we have this halacha of. Kol Gag Yisair. The classic Kol Gag Yisair is regular rooftops of houses that once upon a time were Chazi Ladira. It was a place that where people physically lived and spent time in. And as a result, we have this halacha of Machloikis Remein the Chachamim and Amiram. We're discussing, is it Dafka roofs of houses? What about the roof of a churva? A churva is not mamish adira, it's only chazi ladira. What about the roof of an achsadra? That's a place that's not even roy ladira. How were they included? Rabbi Bar Chama Shaila was achsadra, and Rabbi Bar Abaye Shaila was as it relates to a churva, and the maskana of the Gemara is teiku. Zok, the Gemara vayter. So up until now, we've been discussing the first machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, these sugyas of Kol Gagas. And that is, according to the Chachamim, that Kol Gagas are viewed as individual rishuyas. Just like the houses are individual rishuyas, so the Gagas here are also individual rishuyas. So you're certainly not allowed to carry from one roof to the other roof without making a roof of chatzeris. What about within one roof itself? Are you allowed to carry from one side to the other side or not? What would be the tzad you should be able to? Why not? It's a regular Rishon Sayachid. What would be the tzad? Not because it's nifritz b'mloy l'makam aser. What's the yisoid of the shayla? The yisoid of the shayla is mechitzay she'enam nikarais. Do you say good asik mechitzay or do you not say good asik mechitzay? Machloikus number two. Gagdin ha'shavim l'rameir. What would be if you have a bunch of roofs that were all shavim, meaning as opposed to one being more than 10 tfachim taller or shorter than the other one? Because we know Ramei is moided to the Chachamim when you have one roof that's more than 10 tfachim off of the other. So all the roofs were shavu. V'gag yechidi the Rabbanon. Or if you have one roof, according to the Rabbanon, not Kol Gag Yisair, but one roof. So the question is, are you allowed to carry on the roof? Are you not allowed to carry on the roof? Rav Amar Rav said, Butul Talta Bakula. You're allowed to carry everywhere. According to Ramei, you can carry everywhere. The one roof, according to Rabbanon, you can carry everywhere. V'shmul Amar, Shmul, shockingly says, Ein metaltalin boy elabadal. No, you're only allowed to carry within Dalet Hamas. Says the Gemara, how do you understand Pashup Shan and this Machloikis? Number one, Rav, Oma, Mutal, Talta, Bakulay. Rav, hold, you're allowed to carry everywhere. Kasha, the Rav, the Rav. Right, it seems to be a steer of Rav. So how do you make sense of that? And the Gemara is going to say in a second that Shmuel as well seems to be a steer of Shmuel, Shmuel. So let's just explain the case first, and then we'll go through what the Gemara's kash is and why the Gemara is going to suggest that it's really not a steer after all. What's unique about this case is, number one, we're going not according to the Chachamim, we're going according to Rameir. The first sugi, the first machlekes of Rav and Shmuel was in the world of the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, Kol Gagazir are viewed as individual rishuyas. According to Rameir, it's viewed as one big rishus. In fact, the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel was Negeya called Gag Yasir according to Reb Meir. It's also Negeya Gag Yechidi according to Rabban. A Gag Yechidi according to everybody is one Rishos. Obviously, it's a Gag Yechidi. That's what it is. So we're discussing over here where it's really considered one Rishos. And still, we have a Shaila. Are you allowed to be Metalta Lekuloi? Are you not allowed to be Metalta Lekuloi? So again, without even saying the words Rav and Shmuel, what would be the Shaila? What would be the Havimid you shouldn't be able to be Metalta Lekuloi? Rav, Reb Meir holds you're allowed to carry from chatzah to chatzah. That he holds it's one big happy rishos. Kol gaga seir rishos achasin. So what would be the issue? Well, what's pashav shah? And according to the second seer, the gag yichidi l'rabbanon is a regular gag yichidi. So of course you're allowed to carry everywhere. So what would even be the shayla? So Rashi says you have to say the shayla, the pashat the shayla was is where this roof was exposed to a rishos arav. You have to say that. It's exposed to Rishos Rabbim. There's no mechitza separating it in the Rishos Rabbim. It's exposed to Rishos Rabbim. And it was a havamina, ben benoy shel havamina, that it could be the reason you wouldn't be able to be tal to yoyse midal ramis is because it's nifritz b'meloyoy l'makam ma'aser. And why would it be nifritz b'meloyoy l'makam ma'aser? Because at the end of the day, it's exposed to the Rishos Rabbim. So it's not nifritz b'meloyoy l'makam ma'aser like in the previous case, alibi de chachamim, where one gag is nifritz b'meloyoy to the other gag. Thus, it's nifritz b'malakim also because we're going according to the chachamim that you're not allowed to carry me gag l'gag. Here we're going according to Ramey, you are allowed to carry me gag l'gag. Or gag yichidi, where it's just one gag. So it can't be nifritz b'malakim also because of the other gag, because either we're going according to Ramey or there is no other gag. So why would it be nifritz b'malakim also? Because of the rishus rabbi. And again, it was a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So again, Rav said mutter and Shmuel said also, which is the exact inverse of in the previous Machlekes, where Rav was the one that was Machmir, and Shmuel was the one that was Mekel. So again, so the Gemara says, Rav ama mutal talta b'kule, kasha de Rav ader Rav. So the Gemara, no. Hasam over there, loy minkra mechitzta. Hacha minkra mechitzta. It's very different. He said, over there, what was, just, the Cheshbin's Gevaldik. What was the difference from loy l'makam ma'aser in the first Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel? It was gag l'gag. We were going according to the Chachamim. The difference over there was gag l'gag. That was the issue. There was no issue gag l'shus Rav. The issue there was gag l'gag. Gag l'gag was the issue. So over there, Rav held that that was a real issue. Why? Either mechitzas in between the gagas, but the mechitza wasn't nicker, and that's Rav Shita. You don't say good asik mechitza when there's no mechitzas hanikaris. But over here, what's the issue? There's no gag l'gag issue, because we're going to go into Rav Meir, that you're allowed to carry me gag l'gag. Or we're discussing where it's a gag yichidi. So obviously there's no gag l'gag issue. This is the only gag in town. So what then is the problem? The problem is it's nifritz b'mloyoy to the Rosh Hashanah. Oh, copy the Rosh Hashanah, I'm mechitzas hanikaris. Because those mechitzas you could see, I look down, I see mechitzas. It's obvious, you see. Where didn't you see the mechitzas? Migag l'gag, you couldn't see it. But migag l'shus harab, of course you see the mechitzas. So those mechitzas are nikaris. So at the end of the day, there's mechitzas. And even though physically there's no mechitzas, good asik mechitzas says there's certainly mechitzas. And as a result, you're not going to have a problem. So the Gemara says, kasha the rabba the rab. What's the kasha? If you understand the two shittas, no one has anything to do with the other. Over there was a problem of nifritz b'mloy to the other gag, where there was no mechitza that was nicker. Rav holds, you don't say good asik mechitzas when there's no mechitza that's nicker. Over here, the problem is that it's exposed to the Rishus Rav. Exposed to the Rishus Rav, I have a mechitza that's nicker. So over here, there's no problem. Good asking mechitzas. Okay, that's Rav. Shmuel my e metal by elabadal ramas. Shmuel said, you're only allowed to be metal to dal ramas. Faithing more kasha the Shmuel, other Shmuel. By the Chachabim, Shmuel lets you do whatever you want. Over here, he doesn't. The Gemara says, no, it's different. Hosomly, have a yoysim e base asayim. Hocha have a yoysim e base asayim. Over there, in the case of the Chachabim, in the first machlik is Rav and Shmuel, the gagas were not yoysim e base asayim. I mean, they were not yoysim ibeis asayim, so there was no issue of karfif, yoysim ibeis asayim, shalai hukaf ladir. We'll explain this in a second. Over here, it was yoysim ibeis asayim. I mean, that it was yoysim ibeis asayim, so over here, there's a problem, because if you have a karfif, shalai hukaf ladir, that's yoysim ibeis asayim, here, you're not allowed to carry. Now, v'hani mechitzas lamata avida. Now, truth is, there are mechitzas over here. What are the mechitzas? The mechitzas are lamata. But lamailo le'avidim, they were never made lamailo. And as a result, v'havi kekarfif yoysim ibeis asayim shal hukav ladira, v'chal karfif yoysim ibeis asayim shal hukav ladira, ein metaltalim by ela bedalin. So what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel holds there's a fundamental difference, this gishmak, between the first case and the second case. In the first case, we're going according to the Chachamim. In the second case, we were going according to Reb Meir. According to the Chachamim, each gag was viewed individually. Because each gag was viewed individually, the mechitzos that separate the gagas, we view as mechitzos. We say godasik mechitzos. Shmuel holds godasik mechitzos, even when mechitzos aren't nicker. So it's not nifritz b'mloy l'makam ma'aser. You can be metalta, but kula. In this case, we're going according to Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds kol gagas irishos achas. Here's the punchline. Here's the leap of faith to make this all work. Being that we're going according to Reb Meir, all the gagas are one. We don't view the mechitzos as being mechitzos. The mechitzos separating the gagas. In the Chachamim's world, we reckon with those mechitzos because the mechitzos are doing something. They're separating the rishuyos. But according to Reb Meir, where it's all rishos achas, those mechitzos are not considered mechitzos. They're not really there. It's only gurasik mechitzos. And it's true, Shmuel holds, you say gurasik mechitzos, even by mechitzos that are not nicker. But at the end of the day, in Reb Meir, we don't reckon with these mechitzos. In Reb Meir, it's rishos achas. I don't see those mechitzos. So if I don't see those mechitzos, so really what I see is one big rishos. Oh, one big rishos. These gagas were very big. They were always very big. In all the cases, they were very big. Chacham and Reb Meir, whichever machlokes is Rav and Shmuel, it was yoisim mibeis hasayim. Oh, now we have an area that's yoisim mibeis hasayim. So now we're getting us. Now it's a whole different shiloh. It could be you're not going to be able to be metalto. Why not? Because the roof is like a karfif. What does it mean it's a karfif? It's not a house, so hence it's considered like a karfif. And if it's a karfif, shloi hukif ladiri, the mechitzas were not put there for real residential purpose. So as a result, the halacha is you're not going to be able to carry yoisim mibeis hasayim. But there's one more piece here. Why are you assuming that the mechitzas that surround the karfif are loy hukif ladiri? Maybe it was a hukif ladiri. So the truth is, the metzias was where there were no mechitzas surrounding the gag. How do you know the metzias is there were no mechitzas surrounding the gag? Because otherwise, what's the problem of being nifritz b'mloy l'makam ma'asav to the rishus harabim? There's mechitzas anyways. The teretz is there were no mechitzas. That's why it was considered nifritz b'mloy to the rishus harabim. So really, there were no mechitzas there. And being that there were no mechitzas there, so it comes out that, well, how are we establishing mechitzas? It's through good asik mechitzas. What's the good asik mechitzas? You're taking the mechitzas from the house and you're extending them all the way up. Now, the mechitzas from the house were definitely hukav ladira. So being that the mechitzas of the house were hukav ladira, so if the mechitzas of the house were hukav ladira, so shouldn't you say that the good asik mechitzas is also hukav ladira? That's where Shmuel has to add one piece. It's true the mechitzas that we're using were hukav ladira, but it was hukav lamata. It was never hukav lamaila. So when I now extend these mechitzas all the way up, I don't see them as mechitzas or hukav ladira. I see them as mechitzas. Why? Because really, there are no mechitzas. Narvaz, I'm extending the mechitzas through gadasik mechitzas. And it's true, the gadasik mechitzas, the shayrish, the foundation of the mechitzas, were huk of ladira. But lamaisa, it was huk of ladira lamata, not lamaila, and I want to use a lamaila. So as it's negeya, me using it for the roof, it's like huk of ladira. It's like huk of ladira. What I end up with is with a karfif, yoisimi beis asayim, it's like huk of ladira. Again, why is it a karfif that's yoisimi beis asayim? Because I look at it as one big roof. What happened to all the mechitzas? The mechitza, yeah, that's in the chachamim, this mechitza is. Because the chachamim, I look at each roof as being separate. But according to Reb Meir, or in the case where it's a gag yichidi, so then there are no mechitzas. If there's no mechitzas, so it comes out, it's a karf of yoisim ibeis hasayim. Okay, now we have to know, is it hukaf ladir, is it loy hukaf ladir? Truth is, there's no mechitzas. What I'm using is the mechitzas shalamata. For lamata, they were hukaf ladir. It's the walls of the house. In lucha hukaf ladir, yoisim izeh. But I'm using it on top. And in the area on top that I want to use it, It was never like hook of ladira for that part of the house. When the contractor built the house, he didn't think, oh, good asik mechitzas. So it comes out that I'm being makif ladira adler rakia. That wasn't his cheshbon. So as a result, as it relates to lemaila, it was never hook of ladira. So if it was never hook of ladira, what I have is a karf of yoisim ibeis asayim. It's like hook of ladira. Oh, karf of yoisim ibeis asayim. That's what you're not allowed to carry. So true Shmuel holds, you're allowed to be metal to yoisim idalit according to the chachamim. Because according to the chachamim, even though chachamim machmer in this sugya, but here it comes out of kula. Because according to the chachamim, each gag is separate. If each gag is separate, it's separated by mechitzas. Good asik mechitzas, even though the mechitzas aren't nicker. So it's not nifritz b'mloy l'makam aser. Over here, the issue is not that it's nifritz b'mloy l'makam aser. It's not nifritz to the Rosh Hashanah. That's not the issue. The issue is it's a karfif that's yoisim beis hasayim shalok over there. Why all of a sudden here is it a karfif yoisim beis hasayim? Why according to Chamim was it not a karfif yoisim beis hasayim? Right, Shmuel lets you carry according to Chamim. He doesn't let you carry according to the Rameir. I understand. If it's yoisim beis hasayim shalok over there, it should be a problem according to Chamim as well. No, because according to the Chachamim, we reckon with the mechitzas. According to Reb Meir, which is Rishos Achas, we don't reckon with the mechitzas. So it's Yosef Beis Hashem, shall look over there. If that's the case, how come Rav doesn't agree with this? Which part of the shtickle Torah did Rav not agree with? Rav holds that we don't look at this as a karfif shloi hukif ladira. We look at it as a karfif that was hukif ladira. Why? Because being that the mechitzas that I'm using to surround the area are the mechitzas of the house, I'm using them via good asik mechitzos, and the underlying, literally, pun intended, mechitzos were hukaf ledira. As a result, when I use it on top, even though it was only hukaf lamata, it was never hukaf lamailo, I'm still going to be able to use it. So what the Gemara is observing is that at first glance, it seems very strange. I have a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, side coin to the Chachamim in the Mishnah, side coin to Rav Meir in the Mishnah, and they mamish came out faker. According to the Chachamim, Rav said you can't be metal to Yosemi, Dalin Amis, Shmuel says you can be metal to Bakula. And according to Rav Meir, it's just the opposite. Shmuel said you can't be metal to Yosemi, Dalin Amis, and Rav said you're allowed to be metal to Bakula. But really, after this cheshvin, what comes out is, it's true, it seems at first glance to the amateur as a steerer, kasha the rabbi, the rab, kasha the shmuel, the shmuel. But the Gemara says if you drill into it a little bit, there's some fundamental differences between the two cases. In the first case, the nifritz of loyal makam ha'aser is michatzel l'chatzer. There's no mechitza, that snicker, that's separating them. Hence, you can have a shitas rav that holds, they have a problem over here of there's no good asik mechitza, thus it's nifritz of loyal makam ha'aser. And in the case, according to Rav Meir, what's unique is that being that all the gagas are considered one rishus, so it comes out that it's looked at as one karfif, and therefore, if you're going to take the position that the mechitzas are only hukaf ladira lamata, not lamailo, thus it's like hukaf ladira, karfif, yoysen beis hashayim, hukaf ladira, that's going to pose its issue. So there's a special issue that may be a problem in the first machloikis, an issue that may be a problem in the second machloikis, and that's why we have a rab that was machmer according to the chachamim, we have a shmul that was machmer according to Ramei, but it's two separate machloikis. And so again, what was the first machloikis? Do you say gorasik mechitzas with the mechitzas on not nicker? What's the second machloikis? If I have an area that's yoisemi beis asayim, and I'm using gorasik mechitzas from mechitzas that were hukav ladira, but it was hukav lamata, not hukav lamayla, do I look at it as a karfiv yoisemi beis asayim shal hukav ladira, or do I look at it as a karfiv yoisemi beis asayim shal loy hukav ladira? Another machloikis, Rav and Shmuel, itmar sfina. What about a sfina? What about a ship? Rav Amar, Rav says, Mutal Talta Bakula. V'Shmul Amar, Shmul said, Ein Metaltalimba, Ela Bedalit. Rav Amar, Mutal Talta Bakula. Rav says, you're allowed to be Metalta Bakula, da Ike Mechitza. It's surrounded by Mechitzas. This is Mechitzas. Why shouldn't I be able to carry? V'Shmul Amar, Ein Metaltalimba, Ela Ba'ar Ma'amis. Shmul says, I'm only allowed to be Metaltalimba, Ela Ba'ar Ma'amis, because Mechitzas Lavriach Ma'ayim Asuyas. Because the purpose of these Mechitzas is not really to serve as an abode. It's just to make sure the water doesn't come into the boat. And being that the Mechitza is there more defensively, as opposed to it's because we need the mechitzas, so they're not treated halachically as being mechitzas, and therefore it's not going to work. So essentially, another machloikis between Rav and Shmuel in Hilchis mechitzas. Mechitzas that are lahavriach maya masuyos. Do they have a din of a mechitza, or do they not have a din of a mechitza? Amalei Rav Chiya bar Yosef l'Shmuel. Rav Chiya bar Yosef asked Shmuel, Hilchis kavaseich? This is Rav Chiya bar Yosef talking straight to Shmuel, who's one of the two manda amrim in this machloikis. Is the halacha like you, regarding Svina, that in Metaltalin ba Ela ba Arba Amis, Hilchas HaGarav. It was the Halacha like Rav. Amalesi told him, surprisingly, this was Shmuel. Hilchas HaGarav. Shmuel told Rav Chiya bar Yosef that Halacha is like Rav. Amar Rav Gidol. Amar Rav Chiya bar Yosef. Moide Rav. Rav's Moide Shim Kof Al Piyash in Metaltalin ba Ela ba Arba Amis. If you would take the ship and you would flip it upside down, so you take this ship and you turn it around, everybody would agree that you're only allowed to be metalto daladam. So Gemara says, kafalamai, why did you flip it around? Ilay melodu tachteo. If you did it because somebody's going to live underneath it, maishlami gagi chidi, why can't you be metalto yoisim daladamas? Well, just look at it as a roof. So if it's a roof, what would be the problem? I mean, you're allowed to carry on a roof. So why are you allowed to carry on a roof? There's no mechitzas. You have good asik mechitzas. You're allowed to carry on a roof. So if someone's living underneath this boat, it's a big boat, so why should you be able to carry on top? Elish a kafel lezuf. It's talking about when you turned it around, not to live on it, or to live underneath it, but rather to put tar on it, right? You're doing some work. You're doing construction on the sphina. So that's why you had to flip it around. As a result, there, it could be the mechitzas are not really mechitzas, and it's for that reason there's going to be an issue. Now, Rashi says that hocha b'mayaskinon, where this boat was yoysem mibeis asayim, and really the issue over here was karfif yoysem mibeis asayim shalai hukaf ledira ayin sham. Zok de gemara. Ravashi Masni lo asvina. So we mentioned a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, whether you're allowed to be metaltal yoisem midaladamis in a svina, or you're not allowed to be metaltal yoisem midaladamis in a svina. Rav said you can, Shmuel said you cannot. And then Rav Chiya bar Yosef asked Shmuel, tell me, hilchas kavoseich or hilchas Rav? Is the halacha like you, or is the halacha like Rav? So Shmuel said, the halacha is like Rav. Says the Gemara, that exchange between Rav Chiya bar Yosef and Shmuel, as reported by the Gemara, that it was in reference to the machloikis Rav and Shmuel with regards to a svina, was Rav Ashi's version of that exchange. But Rav Acha Brei de Rava had a different version of it. Masni lo a'ach sadra. He said this machlokes was regarding a different machlokes Rav Shmuel, a fourth machlokes Rav Shmuel, a machlokes Rav Shmuel as it relates to an ach sadra. And this machlokes we've seen earlier in the Masechta, the Itmar, ach sadra bebikah. If there's an ach sadra inside a bikah, inside a field, Rav Amar Rav says, mutal talpukul, you're allowed to carry anywhere you want in the ach sadra. Shmuel Amim, talpukul ve'elu ba'arba. Shmuel says, you only carry up to dalad amis. Rav Amar mutal talpukul, Rav says, you're allowed to carry anywhere you want. Amrinam, because we say Pitikra Yairid Vesaisen. It's because this achsadra is considered a Rishus Hayachid. Now, even though really it shouldn't be a Rishus Hayachid, because it doesn't really have four walls. So if it doesn't have four walls, how exactly did it become a Rishus Hayachid? That's true, but at the same time it has a roof. I mean that it has a roof, Pitikra, the front, the facing of the roof, is Yairid Vesaisen. This is one of the imaginary walls that you find, just like you have logwood, and you have good asik mechitzes, you have good aches mechitzes, you have pasi birois, you have doifen akuma in Masech Tesukah. So there's something called Pitikra Yairid Vesaisen. So you have over here Pitikra Yairid Vesaisen. So the area is completely closed off. It's closed off. It's a regular Rishus HaYachid. You can do whatever you want. Shmuel Ame Eme Taltam Elba Arma. Shmuel says you're only allowed to carry Arba Amos. Why? Because Lo Yamina Pitikra Yairid Vesaisen. Because he holds that we don't say Pitikra Yairid Vesaisen. So if you don't say Pitikra Yairid Vesaisen, so therefore the halach is, you're not, so this is another machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. Do we say Pitikra Yairid Vesaisen, or do we not say Pitikra Yairid Vesaisen? If you say Pitikra Yairid Vesaisen, so it comes out an achsadra is considered a regular Rishus HaYachid. If you don't say Pitikra Yairid Vesaisen, it's not considered a Rishus HaYachid, as a din of a karmelis. So if it has a din of a karmelis, so the halach is going to be, you're not going to be able to be metaltal Yoyser Midalad Hamas. Zok de Gemara. A few more chishboinus. V'rav, aliba de Rav Meir. So we're going now according to Shitas Rav, aliba de Rav Meir. Rav Meir is the one that holds Kol Gagas Era considered Rishos Achas. There was Machlokes Rav and Shmuel aliba de Rav Meir, whether you're allowed to be metaltel only up until Dalet Amos, or you can be metaltel Yosef Dalet. Shmuel said you can only be metaltel up to Dalet Amos, because he looks at all the Gagas Era now as being one Karfiv that's not separated by Mechitzes. It's like Hukaf Ladiro, because even though the Mechitzes were huk of ledira, but they were huk of lemata, not lemaila. As a result, you can't be metalto yoisim medalanamis. But Rav said, no, you are allowed to be metalto even yoisim medalanamis. Rav said that according to Rav Meir, you can be metalto in the ganze gag. So, freak the Gemara, Rav, alibid Rav Meir, letalto mi gag lechotzer. You should be able to carry from a gag to a chotzer. Now, who said anything about whether or not Rav Meir holds you can be metalto migag lechatzer, you cannot be metalto migag lechatzer. From the Mishnah was mashma kol gag lesoir. Rav Shimon was the one that holds you can carry from a gag to a chatzer to a karfav. But the truth is, this is something that the Gemara is going to talk about. We haven't really seen this yet, but the Gemara is going to get into it really in tomorrow's daf. So we'll appreciate this a little bit more in tomorrow's daf. But for now, we know Rav Meir holds kol gag lesoir are considered rishos achatz. But as it relates to carrying from a gag to a chatzer, that's not something you're allowed to do. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Why not? You should be able to. Meaning, Bishloim, according to Shmuel, just to speak it out, who holds that Alibid Rav Meir, all the gag lesoir have a din of a karmelis, because they have a din of a karfif. So I understand why you're not allowed to carry to a chatzer. You're not allowed to carry from a karmelis to a chatzer. But according to Rav, that you are allowed to be metal to Yosem and Dalet Amos, that means it's a Rishus HaYachid that rises to Rishus HaYachid the Rabbanon as well. It doesn't have a din of a karmelis. If it doesn't have a din of a karmelis, why can I carry from there to a chatzer? That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, very posh, Gzeira Mishum to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. It was Gzeira. Just like we saw Rav Yitzchak, that Rav Meir held that you're not allowed to carry from one roof to another roof. That's Rav Meir in the Mishnah. If one roof is more than 10 tfachim taller, why? Because Rav Meir she tossed me, Oymer, Hoy, Ramey, Ramey, Flake Zugin, like the Gemara said in the beginning of the parak. That even in a Rishus HaYachid, if you have an Amud that's Gevoya Asar, you're not allowed to carry from the Rishus HaYachid onto it because of a Gzeira Mishum Tel Bershus HaRabim. So it's the same Gzeira Mishum Tel Bershus HaRabim. That's the reason you're going to have a problem over here as well. The Gemara asks another question. Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Aliba de Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon, Nitaltel Migav LeKarfiv, you should be able to carry from a Gag until a Karfiv. Meaning, what came out was that if you have a gag yichidi, if you have a gag yichidi, that's yoysem mibeis hasayim. So we saw it's a machloikis Rav and Shmuel. If you're allowed to be metaltal yoysem midalad amas on that gag yichidi, or you're not allowed to be metaltal yoysem midalad amas on that gag yichidi. According to Rav, you were allowed to be metaltal yoysem midalad amas. According to Shmuel, you were not allowed to. Why did Shmuel hold you're not allowed to? Because we look at it as if it was a gag. Yoisim beis asayim shaloi hukaf ledira. A gag that's yoisim beis asayim shaloi hukaf ledira. You're not allowed to carry. Aye. What do you mean? It is hukaf ledira. Kunasik mechitzas. But it was hukaf lamata. Wasn't hukaf lamayla. Rav held that you're allowed to. Right. The machloik is Rav and Shmuel. The second machloik is Rav and Shmuel was all the gagos according to Rameir and a gag yechidi according to the Rabban. But a gag yechidi according to the Rabbanon. You're allowed to, are you allowed to carry anywhere on the gag? Or you're not allowed to carry anywhere on the gag? According to Rav, you're allowed to carry anywhere in the gag. According to Shmuel, you're not allowed to carry anywhere in the gag. If according to Shmuel, you're not allowed to carry anywhere in the gag, that means we look at the gag yechidi as being a karmelis. If that's the case, you should be able to carry from it to a karfif, yoisim ibeis asayim shaloi hukav ledira, albeit within dalat amas, right? As long as you stay within dalat amas, you should be able to carry from one to the other. According to Rav, you can't, because according to Rav, it's a rishos hayochi. You never let it carry from rishos hayochi to a karmelis, even if it's less than dalat amas. But according to Shmuel, that a gag, that's yoisim ibeis asayim, even though you have good asik of hukav ledira, but we look at it as if it was like hukav ledira. What's the halacha? It's considered a karmelis. So it's like a karfif shloi hukav ledira yoisim ibeis asayim. So why can you carry from it to a karfif? Now, who said anything about carrying from a gag yechidi according to a karfif? So that's another thing we're going to see in tomorrow's daf. The Gemara is going to get into that. But for now, why shouldn't you be able to do that? Amar Rava Barulas, Rava Barulas, Gzeir Hashem Yifalchas Agag. Really, you should be able to. But we're afraid that the roof might end up getting a little bit smaller. And if the roof ends up getting a little bit smaller, so it's going to come out, it's not going to be Yoisim Ibeis Hasayim, if it's going to be less than Yoisim Ibeis Hasayim, now it's a regular Shosai Yochid. Shosai Yochid to a Karif, I'm not allowed to carry. So you're right, in this case where it's Yoisim Ibeis Hasayim, it would be Mutter, because it has a din of a Karmelis. But what if it's less than that? Then it would be a problem. Difference. So the Gemara, Yochid Ebazoi, mi Karif, le Karif, nami lo yatatl. So you shouldn't be able to carry from a Karif to, or better, even within a Karif, you should never be able to carry. Why are you always worried that it's going to get a little too small? So as a result, or, right, something's always going to change. So the Gemara, right, meaning carry from a Karif to a Karif, where they're both Yoisim Ibeis Hasayim. The halacha is you're allowed to, because you carry from a karmelis to a karmelis. As long as it's within dalat amos, it's not going to be a problem. What's the kasha? What if it's yufaches hagag? What if one of them gets a little smaller? Forget about the roof, right? This is not a roof. The actual karmelis is going to get smaller. So it's going to come out, one's a rishus yachid, the other one's a karmelis. Vasil tatule. It says, hasam over there, mifches minker le milsa. Hachi mifches le minker milsa. Over there, a roof may get a little bit smaller. You're not going to notice it. So you're going to think it was yoisim beis hasayim. You're not going to realize it's not yoisim beis hasayim. If you have a field and it gets a little bit smaller, then you're going to notice. Therefore, by a gag, we were concerned, we made a gzera, but by a regular karfif, we did not make a gzera. So the theme of today's daf was machlokes between Rav and Shmuel as it relates to hilchas mechitzas. The context is all these cheshbonos, a lot of math here, but all these cheshbonos, not Erevin math, but cheshbon math, here in the beginning of Perikol Gagas. But really, we have a bunch of machlokes. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, do you say godasik mechitzas, even when you have mechitzas, she'eno nikaris? A machlokes Rav and Shmuel, where I have an area that was hukaf ledira, but it was hukaf ledira lamata. Now I'm extending the wall, ayidei godasik mechitzas lamayla. It was never hukaf ledira lamayla. So do I look at the area of lamayla as if it was hukaf ledira or not? Where's an ageya? Karfif yoisim, ibeis azayif. A machlokes between Rav and Shmuel as it relates to a sfina. A sfina's mechitzas are really made so water shouldn't come in. So do they have a din of mechitzas to create a rishus hayachid, or they did not have a din of a mechitzas? And then a machloik is Rav and Shmuel. Do we say pi tikra yoyrid v'soysen, or do we not say pi tikra yoyrid v'soysen?